This conference will now be recorded.
Good afternoon. I'm Committee of the Audit Committee. We have Commissioner Giulietti and I on online and on the table together, and our auditors, Morad, are with us. We have only one agenda item, and that's a discussion of the upcoming audit. Kevin, Mike, do you want to introduce this?
Turn it over to Mike if you want to make any comments.
Sure, just a quick introduction. We have Sam Hill, our audit partner, and Joe Reich, our senior manager from Plant Moran. We're here today to just go through the audit planning communication letter. This is the standard required step of the audit to convey the plan for their fieldwork and the areas of focus for significant risk that they'll be focused on testing. So in your packet, you have the formal letter, but here Pam and Joe will take us through just highlights of the approach to the audit this year. So Pam, if I could turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mike. Good afternoon, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Very well.
Okay, great. So yes, thanks for the introduction, Mike. My name is Pam Hill, audit partner. We are just going to briefly cover the letter. I did want to let the committee know that we actually did start the audit on Monday. So we have a full team working through the financial statement audit, the federal compliance audit, which will be a little bit different this year since you spent more CARES dollars in fiscal year 2021. If you recall 2020, there wasn't a lot of CARES money spent as of June 30. So there'll definitely be some more testing of that in the current year. And then we also will be doing the compliance testing for the spending of your passenger facility charge dollars as well. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Joe, and I'm going to let him kind of walk through the letter and the process. And definitely, I know you've had this for a month or so, but feel free to stop us and ask any questions.
Thank you. Yeah, and I know you have the letter in front of you, so I'm not going to go through it word by word, but I did want to kind of hit a couple of the highlights. So we're going to issue a report on the financial statements. We are actually in the middle of our audit field work, currently working through the audit. And the following area is our ones that we identified that have significant risk that we're going to put a little bit more focus to. Those being appropriate cutoff of revenue and expense, capitalization and depreciation of infrastructure assets, because as you know, the airport is primarily infrastructure. And then along with COVID-19, the impact of its on the operations, and then the CARES Act funds and appropriate spending related to that, and then proper accounting over the parking fund due to that transition as well. So we've identified those. I'm sorry, was there a question?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Well, as part of this, actually, I did want to open up the floor. So one of the things we do ask from the board here is to let us know of any other risks or anything that's occurred that we should put any time and focus into that we may not have mentioned here. So I did want to kind of open it up and let you give us some feedback on that.
Shall we save that for later, or do you want us to attempt to respond now?
Responding now is great, or if you guys want to respond individually or at a separate time, that is fine too. But any time is okay. Even if
Joe, any thoughts?
A couple of days from now.
Any thoughts?
No, in terms of, you know, in terms of the audit, no, there's nothing that I'm aware of that I have to bring to your attention. There's been, you know, the standard answers in terms of whether or not I have knowledge of anything that's gone wrong. No, that I have no knowledge of anything that has gone wrong. Everything has been working very well. The only issue of concern I would turn and say that Kevin probably has, that every agency has right now, is that because of the hiring, pension situation and people that are leaving, you know, where we are in terms of hiring and whether or not there's a risk associated with that. But other than that, nothing in terms of fiscal responsibility.
Enough. I completely understand staffing issues, and that's across the board, not just airports. So,
yes,
I understand.
Thanks, Joe. My comments really thoughts would mirror Commissioner Giulietti exactly, so there's no need to repeat it. I think it's very clear that given the year that we've been through, that the whole process of receiving and handling the CARES Act money is something very very new, very different that we're going to want to know a lot about so that we understand it, how it worked, how it came out. And also the change in parking operations is a big thing for us. And so I would anticipate the committee and the board will want to focus on those and understanding your audit results.
Okay. And we can definitely, that's good feedback. We can definitely build that into our presentation that we give to the committee in a couple months here. So we can make sure to expand on those results, maybe in a little more detail than we normally would.
And maybe I'll add one other thing. It may just fall more in the staff area, but some discussion of how sickness associated with COVID-19 has impacted the business. And I'm talking about within our staff, not the passengers. But obviously, we did have some incidents and some tragedies. So I think it's appropriate to have a discussion of that when the time comes, because it was a very notable change for this year.
Okay.
Okay, so we can move on.
Yeah, I think the only other things in the letter is just to be aware that we focus on things that are more material to the financial statements than minor things. And for this communication, if there's anything that you've got to add to this or tell us at a future date, feel free to reach out to me or myself. But other than that, I know you have a letter in front of you and I don't want to just reread it to you. So just reach out if you do have any questions over anything.
No, absolutely no questions. And the only other thing on my end, you know, you've heard it lightly alluded to, but you know, this was a year that there had to be a lot of changes. Okay. And as those changes went through, whether or not it was changing lease agreements, changing, you know, what was going on with the vendors and everything else, all that came before the board, was fully vetted out with the board. So again, I want to reemphasize that absolutely no concerns on whether or not the information was coming to us as board members.
And the only other thing I'd ask, because Bob is in the chair of the role, maybe you can just walk through the timeline as to how you see this being accomplished.
Sure. So as Joe noted, we did start our audit process already this week. And so the bulk of that happens over the next probably 2 weeks, as we'll work with Mike and Chris and their team to perform the majority of the procedures. Then, as you're aware, we do have certain reports that Mike talked about for the pension and the retiree healthcare that come from the state. So typically, we're done with everything. We have drafts over to Mike and his team. They've reviewed them all, and then we're kind of waiting on those last couple of reports from the state. As soon as they're received by the authority, I know Mike and Chris work through those very quickly, get us the entries, we audit those, and then we usually finalize. And then we always present it, I believe it's our October meeting. So we typically are done and finalized within the next 4 to 5 weeks, usually.
Do we have an October board meeting, or is it November?
October audit committee.
One meeting.
Yep. So that would be the sequence: October meeting of this committee and November board. Am I correct? This is the second that you've completed the second or third year of working with CAA, or is it more years than I've missed a few?
Yeah, this will be year four.
Yeah.
Year four. Okay, thank you. Yep. Well, my note taking is slow. is there anything else that we should discuss as part of the business meeting?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, Pam and Joe, thank you very much. We look forward to working with you and having a discussion on it in October.
Thank you.
and tell the staff to be done to behave themselves.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
With that, I think we can adjourn the meeting.
I heard Joe make a motion to do that.
Joe, would you like to move the...
I will move towards adjournment of the meeting.
I second it, and we vote, and we're unanimous. The meeting is ended. Thanks, Joe. Thank you
Thank
all.
You.
Thank you both.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.